even Linuxes are doing weird things. Like I was switched over to a my $100 in for 20, and all of a sudden when I got into DOSBox, the arrow keys weren't working. I put in an external. They started working, sort of.
But just the arrow keys? I'm guessing the rest of the keyboard?
Yeah, right on the thing. But if I put an external one in, then they started to work, except the caps lock wouldn't work.
Hmm. Is this on... I'm assuming this is one of the Intel Chromebooks, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not a Chromebook. Regular PC. But...
But no, I will say there has been a lot of craziness going on. I've had some stability issues with the Linux that I use, but I blame mine on NVIDIA drivers, so that seems to be what breaks my whole system. But no, there's definitely a lot of weirdness going on with, I'm guessing, was this with Ubuntu that I was having
this
year? Was that one of the Dells that we got in that guy bought for $399?
Yeah.
I can't say I've heard of particular extra issues with Ubuntu. We have been getting a lot of issues with Comcast this week. But about every other package I've tried to download, or I had to break my OS twice with how my OS does its downloads, they came in corrupted and tried doing the updates there. But Comcast has been a little bit problematic, where I've had two customers tell me they might have got hacked this week, or they saw a warning that said they got hacked.
Oh yeah, I got hacked yesterday on entering Best Buy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of it came up and says, hey, warning, you have to immediately phone this number, and all this other stuff. And then after that, I got into Chrome, and Chrome said, oh, we want your password again, sign in.
And they're being tricky, especially Goop. So the major companies are trying to pretty much like turn Gmail into a password manager, turn your iCloud account into a password manager, but if somebody hijacks that one account, they get everything linked to it as well. So it's looking a little bit better for convenience. Well, later this year, there might not be passwords, or they might be changing how passwords work altogether.
Uh-huh.
Well, stuff like an 8-digit long password is only taking about people 30 minutes to crack nowadays. But...
I do stuff, cybersecurity type stuff, part of the class I'm taking, and our
assignments.
No,
Stu.
Hi, Dale.
Hey, you.
Just a second, I'm on the phone with my mother.
Okay.
All right. Just a few.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yeah. So, anyways, I know it's been in here before.
Okay.
And
was it something where they were like, did they have control of your mouse on it, or was it just doing a bunch of weirdness on it while you're using it?
Neither one. It wasn't doing anything. I mean, it just froze up.
Okay.
So, if you guys could, and I know Windows 11 will not work on it.
No, but I will say we have been recommending 11, or we've been seeing nothing but issues with 11, so I would recommend stay on the same path.
Sure.
With how they do this computer, or with how Microsoft has an excellent update out there, this computer won't be able to handle the Windows 11. They may change that in the future, or how wise this process is to handle it. They just don't let anything built at 2017 of Ubuntu can do the upgrade to Windows 11. So if there's anything that goes over the wall, one second, Boulder. Okay.
Yeah, y'all send them all.
Oh, I said I brought it in here before, and
I gave you this one, this is something I got to wrap.
Well, we're trying to make it happen, it's simple with these guys, the computers had an extra layer of craziness that we've done along the way, but...
What is being polite?
Well, we've been seeing a lot of, especially with the hacking, we've been seeing a show of mass hackers.
I didn't have any of the things for my...
Yeah, a lot of stuff has been automated, so...
Thank you for doing that. Is that a recent video?
I want to test it out before I say we need to, but we can definitely get it swapped out. Let us do a health check on it, so we can see how much life it's saying it has, or that it should have on it. If it's still saying 90% life on it, so we'll... Right now with the diagnostics, honestly, I'll need to try that again in a minute, I just need to type the computer. But right now with my diagnostics, I'm estimating about 36 days for the total repair on it. Once we get enough the diagnostics, we'll give you a call with any additional labor, any additional quotes on it, if we have to, we'll be in any additional labor. Do you have any questions with any of the whole thing on this one?
It's typically lives. Okay, it's got my homework on there.
Don't want to lose that.
It's got my lesson plans in there, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm a teacher. Oh, my God. I work with special ed kids.
Okay.
And I do have a favor. Can I ask you guys this question?
Yes, it's right down the hallway. It'll be next door to your right.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah. An article in the Tuesday Albuquerque Journal about Pat O'Connell recusing himself.
Yeah, I read that.
That is wild because they want to force that thing through, you know, with that merger with Iberdrola.
Right.
And what has happened is other countries that have done that, their electric rates have gone up by a factor of about 3.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
I know.
Yeah, well, I wonder what the gas bills are going at.
Oh, wow.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
So, all right. Did the guys help you out there?
No. Yeah, I was just talking about some problems I was having with Linux, and they're having similar problems.
Yeah, everybody's having problems. Nobody's not getting out of the problems.
What's going to happen with Windows?
Windows?
Yeah.
Well, Windows 10 is now at end of life. So anything we get for the next 4 or 5 years are just security updates. As far as being able to buy the software, they almost double the price.
Oh.
Because they don't want you buying it.
Today I read an article saying if a user uses that Windows 365, it disables Windows 10.
Isn't that wonderful?
That was a...
I don't think it disables it. It's a bunch of bullshit. As always.
It's getting scary, isn't it, on the computer business?
It is getting scary. I'm just trying to find my flight information.
Oh, hey, I bought this, my $250 50-inch terminal.
Yeah.
It really makes it easy on the eyesight. I mean, you don't have the eye strain of looking at screens. Another thing I notice is I'm making fewer errors on entry, like, you know, when I'm entering dates and things like that. And, you know, it's kind of small on the regular one, so I make mistakes. On the large one, the mistakes have largely gone away now. But it really is nice for your, for the vision standpoint. Okay, well, have a good weekend.
You got it, bro.
Okay.
But security-wise, it's pretty much the same with a lot of cases. Let me see. Oh, you need...
on the Overlook performing a John Ballon. Before that, 8 and by 9.